This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball time, turn on the fan. JD's coming on, he's a baseball man. I gotta get the scoop before I drive home from the kid from Queens calling Arlington home. Car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino, it's Thad Levine. He rolls down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that kick-ass trade.
Our friends at BMW, the ultimate driving machine, have demanded JD's time right after the trade deadline, and he joins us now. Good afternoon, Mr. Daniels.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Man, we're pretty excited. I know it's been a hectic last week for you or so, so let's kind of dive right in with the deal that you guys got done right before, at least from our account, the deadline ended, and that's moving Jake Diekman. What'd you guys get in return, and how did that deal come together?
Well, there were a lot of teams interested in Deek. Kind of the nature of how these things go, a lot of the rental relievers outside of guys like, you know, Britton, who are maybe seen as like a tick above, a tier above, but a lot of the rental relievers you saw get traded last 24 hours, and a lot of them went today. And so we probably had, I don't know, 8 or 10 teams contact us today. Probably got in earnest discussions with a half dozen of them. And ultimately, I got a deal done with the Diamondbacks for two players. The first of which is a right-hand reliever. He's from Taiwan. His name is Wong. And he's kind of a different look. He's kind of a high three-quarter slot fastball, 91-93, good curveball, but his out pitch is a split finger fastball, and not a real big guy as far as big league pitchers go, but real effective, ton of strikes and a ton of swing and miss. And then we'll add a second player later next month after we make a decision of a few guys we have to choose from.
Yeah, that's intriguing. Last night's deal with Keone Kella also has a player to be named later, but let's talk about the player we do know. Taylor Hearn, 23-year-old left-handed pitcher, 6'5". Looks like a guy with a lot of potential. Is this somebody you guys have been targeting for a long time?
Yeah, he is. Probably, you know, arguably the top prospect of the guys that we acquired here the last couple of weeks. Like you said, 6'5", native Texan guy, left-hander, big velo. He doesn't always sit at, you know, 95 to 100, but he can get up there. Probably sits more 93, 95. Strong, real intelligent, real competitive guy. Really good fastball, obviously, but can command it to both sides of the plate. Athletic, can make adjustments on the mound. A changeup that is, we think, is a plus pitch, you know, used both first righties and lefties, and a slider that is improved. And so, you know, the media, the local guys here were asking me earlier about, is he profiled a starter or reliever? I would say that I think he's like a definite big league pitcher, you know, all things considered as far as projecting them out. We think he's a starter, and I think a lot of – you can pick apart guys as far as, you know, he doesn't do this right or he doesn't do that well. Guys are all different across the big leagues. Ultimately, you know, we're going to give him every chance to start, and we think his athleticism, his intelligence, and just that, you know, his pure ability will help him down that path.
I'm always interested when you guys acquire someone who's from this area. He's from Royce City, and – you know, I know that you go all over the globe scouting players, but you have a lot of things on your hands, so you delegate. But I'm wondering if there's a guy that you've been keeping your eye on here locally, or you've known about him since, say, he was in junior high or high school, and how quickly you actually get your eyes on a player like this that grew up here and probably had a lot of notoriety as he was growing up.
You know, I've watched him pitch on video. I've never seen him myself. I do think it helps though when a guy is local, because you just tend to get more looks here, right? Guys are coming through town. We have a cross checker or two cross checkers that live in town, so you have extra, plus our scouting director, you have extra scouts that live here. You know, the front office group, some of which have been out scouting before, and they get extra looks. And so, you definitely have more familiarity with people where you have a greater concentration of our own people, you know, going out and seeing games. And then when you have more familiarity, there's greater comfort a lot of times. So, you know, listen, it was pretty cool last night. It was 10:30 out here in Arizona, probably close to 11 actually. And, by the time the Pirates were able to reach him, he was in Altoona, he was on the East Coast. And so it was 2 a.m. or close to 2 a.m. his time when they reached him. And then we got on the phone with him, myself, Jace Tingler, and Banny. And, I mean, you know, a lot of times guys are not sure what to think when they've been traded. You know, they don't know, like, they don't know anybody in the new organization. They've not really, their kind of world's been turned upside down. This guy was, like, genuinely thrilled. You can hear it in his voice. He was thrilled to be able to come home and pitch for the Rangers, pitch for his hometown team. It was really cool to hear.
Yeah, we went to his Twitter feed, and the first tweet we saw from him, he was retweeting Dirk. And we're like, this is great, man. This guy, I think this guy's probably watched Skin on TV and Mavs broadcast. This is going to be great. I love he's a local guy. So let's talk about the mystery part of this, the mysterious part. Players to be named later. In both the deal with Arizona and the deal with the Pirates, players to be named later. Is this because you just realize, hey, look, we want to get a deal done, but we just need a little more time. We'll give it needs to involve these three players, but we want to keep scouting them, and then in a couple weeks we'll tell you who we like. Is that how it works?
That is exactly how it works. Sometimes players to be named later are like a contingency. Like if you know, a guy might have an injury or something like that. That's not the case with any of these. All three of these. You know, I say three because we did it with Hamels as well. You know, just you get down to like it's really like kind of narrow focus. The main pieces are already involved in the deal, and you know it's like for the other club, they want to close the deal. And we're like, you know, we're talking about a level of player that we just haven't had enough exposure to definitively say which one of these guys we want best. Like, give us 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and let us go scout it out. And so that's what we're going to do. It'll give us something to do here in the first couple of weeks of August, and we've got three deals that we need to close out and select an additional player in each spot.
We're talking to John Daniels here on the Ben and Skin Show. Can you kind of take us through what went on with, in regards to Adrian Beltre the last week or so? I mean, obviously that's been out in the news, and he's made comments. Bob Nightingale had some comments. Can you just kind of loop us in on how all that went down?
Yeah, and I think when I do, if you didn't already have the highest possible opinion of this man, you will, you know, certainly from the Rangers perspective and the Rangers fans perspective. Probably a month or so ago, AB and I were talking and say, listen, as the trade deadline comes through, do you want to know when teams call on you or, you know, a lot of players don't want to know. Just, hey, talk, you know, fill my agent in or, you know, they don't want to think about it. And he said, no, I want to know. I want to know everything. I want to know when teams call. And I said, all right. And I don't necessarily typically do that with most players. Adrian's obviously different stature and et cetera. So throughout the next couple of weeks, I would give him like maybe a weekly update as who's called and the interest level and whether I thought they were serious, et cetera. And then after the All-Star break, he'd spent some time with his family. AB came back and said, listen, like I would consider going to, you know, these situations, assuming that two things, that one, I can be a contributor, that I can actually play on a regular basis. And he did not want to be a cheerleader. And two, that it's good for everybody. He said, like, I you know, if I get a chance to win, great. But he goes, but I really, it means something to me that the Rangers get a fair deal, that, you know, you guys get young players going forward, and that he also, you know, wanted to, you know, kind of make sure that we knew he wanted to finish his career here, et cetera. So over the last 10 days since then, as I filled him in on things, you know, there have been some teams that, you know, might have a spot for him, but, you know, they, for whatever reason, they, you know, they maybe weren't willing to part with a lot of value. And Adrian really stuck to that. He said, no, I want a chance to win. I want to contribute, and it has to be good for the team. And it absolutely blew me away how selfless he was, that he was thinking about the organization. You know, and we weren't looking to, you know, when you get down to, for standpoint of the other team, a guy that's only going to be there for a couple months, they're not going to put their top prospects in, and we weren't looking for that. But we did want to get, you know, some real value, because this guy means a ton to us. He means a ton to our young players. He means a ton to the organization. His legacy does. He means a ton to our fans. And, you know, nothing transpired today that made sense for everybody.
Man, that's awesome. That's so great to hear. And you just don't hear that in professional sports very often. We're talking to John Daniels on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So for Adrian, you know, we've also heard some comments, and I'm not asking you to put words in his mouth, just kind of curious about your conversations. It sounds as if, you know, earlier he was saying if he did play next year, it's only going to be with the Rangers. And then we started hearing some writers say, well, he doesn't know if he's going to play next year. Do you have a feel at all at this point? I know we're just through the trade deadline a couple hours since it, but do you have a feeling as to if Adrian is going to play next season and if that'll be on the Rangers?
I don't know, Ben. What he's told us to this point is that at the end of the year, he's going to go home. He's going to be with Sandra and their kids. And then at some point this winter, he'll make a decision whether he's going to play. I don't know if that's November, December, or if that's, you know, later. And but he's gonna, you know, decide whether he wants to be a kind of the, you know, full-time dad or if he wants to give it another go, see how his body's feeling and see how things are, you know, with the family. And so we're gonna respect that. And as far as like whether it'll be for us or somebody else, I believe that he would, you know, kind of let us know what his plans are and you know, discuss it with us first, but. He hasn't made any sort of declaration. I don't want to put any words in his mouth.
Sure. Totally respect that. And then with regard to the overall haul, you know, from the Jesse Chavez deal, Cole Hamels, Keone, and Jake Diekman, are you happy with the haul? Did it kind of go the way you were expecting it to go?
Yeah. You know, I think with, you know, I kind of include in there the player we got from the Padres for Nicholas and then the trade we made with the Giants. As we look at it, we'll ultimately come out here with nine prospects and then, you know, two big league players in Guerin and Butler. You know, really with the exception of Kella, and none of the guys were – they were all performing fairly well. I mean, Cole had a little bit of a slump, but they were performing well. Chavez was throwing the ball really well. Diekman's been throwing well. But, you know – the only one that had additional control was Kella, and that really kind of dictates the market. And ultimately to bring back 11 players, you know, nine of which we really have a chance to like develop in our system. I think probably seven or eight of which will end up being pitchers. It was a talent infusion that we needed, and we're excited to put them in the system and keep going. We need more, you know, we need more players, more talent. We've got a lot of work to do to develop this group, but, we are excited about what we're able to do.
You guys haven't been in this position in a while. Most of the time it's been, you know, trying to make a deal at the deadline and sending talent and young prospects out the door. So it's nice to replenish the cupboard, so to speak, in that regard. And so
absolutely.
Of these prospects that you've added, of these nine prospects, how many of those do you project to be starting pitchers?
Starting pitchers, I'm just looking at the list.
And I ask because sometimes it's hard. Like we're looking, okay, this guy's done a little bit of both. Is he a starter? Is he really? And some of that will unfold as moving forward. But it seemed like that's the main need for you guys. And so I'm just curious how much starting pitching you addressed.
I'd say realistically three or four of them. Mm-hmm. Three or four of them. And I think, you know, Barr, Lacey, and Hearn really profile as starters. The Thomas. Possibly. I mean, he could kind of fit in either role. We're going to give him every chance to start. I think most of the other pitchers, you know, Class A is a reliever. Wong probably is ultimately a reliever in kind of a multi-inning capacity. Could start. He has started, but I think more than likely he'll be in a bullpen type role.
Well, JD, thanks for the time. Love having you on right after the trade deadline. Good stuff. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thank you, guys.
There he goes, John Daniels, brought to you by BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.